But we're joined on the line by the victorious player manager, Gavin Cullen. Gavin, good afternoon.
Hi, Miles. How's things?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Difficult enough, one would suggest, from Swilly Rovers today, on the scoreline of 1-0.
Yes, well, the 1-0 was tight enough, you know, in fairness to Swilly, and fair play to them. No, they put it up this, and they didn't lie over anyway and let us get anything easy, you know. But I felt the way the game went, I think it was a comfortable 1-0 without being spectacular. You know, and I think we've seen it out quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah, you scored in the first half, I do believe. One would have expected you to push on and have a clear victory at the end.
We created enough chances and things weren't, you know, the pitch wasn't great, so there was a bobbling about and we didn't probably take a couple of chances that we created. Like, but we were dominant enough and we seen the game out in the end.
And I suppose the other thing is that a draw would have been sufficient to win the league?
It would have been now, but we know we set our stall out to go try and go win the game today, which we did, which worked out well.
Overall, was it one of your more difficult leagues to win?
So they're always difficult. Like, there's some good sides. I suppose the last few weeks proved it. You know, against Fannad, Bonagy and Twilly, who teams were sort of playing out the season, but they really put it up this. So there's no easy games in this league. We made probably harder work of it ourselves, and maybe we should have, because I think at the first half of the season before Christmas, I think we were playing really, really well. We were winning games quite comfortably, and we were passing the ball well, and we were scoring a lot of goals. I think since the turn of the year, we've sort of got reeled back in a bit. You know, a couple of poor results and injuries and suspensions and players missing sort of caught up on us. But thankfully, you know, at the end of the season, like, we topped the league, we won the league, and I think justifiably so.
Did your defeat by Swilly Rovers put a doubt in your mind that maybe you weren't going to walk it the way that you were before Christmas?
I never thought we were going to walk it. I don't think any of us did. We know how tough it is. We were playing quite well, and Swilly beat us at home just after Christmas, and probably deserved to beat us that day. We just weren't good enough, and we've probably a lot of games taking their toll between all the cups we were in and the EA Sports Cup and stuff like that. Sort of probably took their toll, and the players been out. And it probably give teams an opportunity to get back, to catch up on us, which they did. You know, they took us the last game of the season for the first time in a couple of seasons. So, you know, fair play to everybody in the league for doing that.
What's next for Gavin Cullen and Cockle Celtic?
A break. We're going to take our biggest break of for a summer for about 5-6 years, which I think this group of players deserve it. You know, deserve a wee bit away from it, because I think every week, every time we go out pulling a jersey, it's a big game. So the opposition team, that's a big game for them, and it's hard keeping that level all the time, you know. But, you know, credit to the players and the staff and everybody at the club. You know, that's what they want, that's what they're there for. You know, they keep trying to push for trophies and better themselves. So we'll take a break, and then we'll see what happens then, you know.